My mind recoiled from the reality of my situation. I don't know how someone starts to process waking up in a morgue drawer. I stood frozen, completely naked, with my hands pressed against the warm tile behind me. The man looked young, probably around my age. He had short, dark hair and a medium build. He wore hospital scrubs and a concerned expression on his handsome face. He walked closer with his hands raised.
"You're okay," he repeated. "I'm not going to hurt you."
He seemed completely unsurprised to see me. In fact, he looked relieved. "What the hell? What the hell is going on?" I demanded. The man halted, his gaze roaming over my body. He glanced away and turned quickly, grabbing for the sheet that hung halfway out of the hellhole I just climbed from.
"I don't want that,"
I shrieked when he held it out, pressing myself closer to the wall.
"Oh, of course. Sorry,"
he said, looking down at the fabric. He tossed it aside and walked over to a cabinet against the far wall. Taking out a folded cloth, he offered it to me.
"I have seen you before," I said.
He nodded.
"Yes, you have. That's good. Let's start with what you remember,"
he said, leveling his gaze at me.
"What do I remember?"
I asked, incredulous.
"I remember waking up in there."
I pointed to the gaping hole in the wall of stainless steel doors.
"Why was I in there? And who the hell are you?"
I was practically shouting now. The man raised his hands once more.
"My name is James," he said. "I know, it must have been a shock, and I'm sorry. It was the safest place for you."
"Safe?"
I interrupted.
"From what?"
He exhaled deeply.
"Let me start from the beginning,"